Hey, so Lamont Butler's back.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Lamont is short for La Mountain?
Why?
Another one.
The Catechin. Fellas, Kentucky beat the Gamecocks so bad today, they might go blind. Final score, 80 to 57. Fellas, how we feeling?
Like my palms are gonna get hairy probably. But no, it was a really good get back game. You could tell from the jump, even though golly, we can what did we start like 1 for 10 from the field. The intensity defensively was there from the jump. Started out with that I think a shot clock violation in the first possession. Guys were, going after the ball. I feel like they came out and played really hard. And once the shot started falling, it kind of seemed to, really start rolling for us. But great game to get back. Good to see Lamont out there, Jack's out there. Hopefully his wrist gets a little better, but yeah, overall, really good win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, South Carolina is a pretty good ball team. Like, they're gonna have a bad record, especially through the SEC, but they definitely have talent and not a bad ball team, and we handled them easily. We're healthier than we were, but still not totally healthy. But I think we're to a point where the coaching can kind of work, and defensively, it showed out today. I mean, I think that this was probably our best defensive performance of the season. I know Brown scored less, but obviously I think South Carolina is better than Brown.
It's
So
brown,
yeah, I was really happy to see all of the contributions. It wasn't even like, other than Brandon Garrison having a immaculate game, but getting the defensive performances all down the roster, it was clutch.
Yep, nice to see good defense that paid off. I mean, I feel like a couple times, maybe not a full game effort like this, but we've had stretches where we've played pretty well and even despite that, other teams have scored. I know we complained about that last game, but to hold the team to 19 first half points is great. Even bottom dweller in the SEC, I think before this game per KenPom, they'd be like top half of the ACC. So, yeah, we can say they're bad, but you need the context there. They're bad in the SEC. Like Caleb said, good to see good defensive performance and nice to win a conference game by 20.
Yeah, it was kind of a boring one, and I think that's what we needed after these past couple to be able to come out there and have the game where I didn't really ever think that it was in doubt, but certainly midway through the second half, we're just beating the brakes off them, and it was nice to finally have one of those go our way, and boy, did we need it. And yeah, like you guys said, happy to get Lamont back. Lamont didn't even really look hurt or play hurt. Looked like he looked good. Looked 100%. I'm sure he's not, but overall, great team performance. And it's good to see that Amari is still playing some of his best ball.
Yeah, no, he played out of his mind. I think to what you said, one additionally with Butler and Carr and those guys, the best thing about it is I don't think they re-aggravated or got like a setback like Pokey's talking about. He's worried about having, setting him back to square one. It seems like we got them really good minutes, got him out of the game, got him, into like basically got maximized the moment where they got all the game time decisions played. Played well, no setbacks. Beat a team that, in common, I mean, they did go and beat Clemson. I know that, you compare, games at different times, but that's a capable team that you beat. And to beat them by, they played Auburn really close. They played a bunch. I think they showed on the TV broadcast that they played a bunch of teams close recently in the SEC. So, like you guys said, even though they're in last place, there's it's still a team that would be in the top half of most other Power Five conferences, more than likely. It's just they're happen to be in this one.
Yeah, I mean, they came into SEC play with 3 losses, which is, and that was the most out of any SEC team, but also it's like, that's not a bad resume. Talent-wise, I mean, they got some dudes. I think some young dudes, but some dudes for sure.
They're really physical.
South Carolina, they especially with Lamont Paris, they're typically a very good defensive team. I know last year they were very good. I'm not sure what the metrics are this year, but just knowing how Lamont Paris gets his teams ready to play, they'll hold you lower to than what you want. And I guess they kind of did that to us. I mean, we only scored 80, but I'm happy with it. And that's, yeah, certainly not a bad team. It's just bad by this year's freakishly good SEC standards.
Lamont being back, I think. So AD, but I mean, you can, no matter what, even if you're a bad team, you can force a little bit of the pace. No matter, like, whether that be just holding the ball and like taking long possessions or whatever, and or just playing super duper close. And they did that. They did it well. It's just like Lamont Butler is ridiculous at punishing that. So the offense didn't ever get that like go so long without ever finding a rhythm. And I think that's why Lamont ends up being the most important player on the court. But Amari Williams has been playing out of his mind the entire SEC slate. And then today, it's just seeing him finish a lot of these where he wasn't quite, committing to the take to the basket before conference play. And then also his ball handling just feels like it took another leap at some point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun game and fun day today after a pretty brutal week and a half since we beat Tennessee. The sky was falling for 10 days.
I mean, if the
One
sky is
thing.
falling for you,
Oh,
I don't
yeah, I know.
agree with
That's
that,
the
but it seemed like that for a lot of people. Sure. Go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
One thing I think that having Lamont back brings is some pace. Because yeah, we can have Amari bringing the ball up and he's capable of that and really, really good as a five man doing that. Or we can have Owen bring the ball up or Brea or whatever. But Lamont and Kerr too, it's just a consequence of not having a point guard. They can really, really push it effectively, which helps people get open in transition, helps with some of those transition threes, helps with some rim running type stuff. And it's just so nice to let everyone play in their natural positions. Hopefully you look back on this period where everyone was injured as they all expanded their games a little bit. I mean, Amari wasn't bringing the ball up like that before he had to. Jackson obviously did some last year, but he wasn't doing that for us. So hopefully that just turns into versatility when it comes to crunch time. But also hopefully we stay healthy. It's just so nice to see these guys back.
And now it doesn't have to be wishful thinking of getting the guys back and healthy with Amari
Right.
playing this way. Now it's like
Right.
the roadmap is ahead of you. Like this can happen. Like we're not just being sunshine pumpers or coping. Like this
No.
could be something come a month from now when the tournament starts.
Absolutely. And you think about, like, you talked about the sky falling last week. This is still the same team when healthy that beat Duke. They talk about Duke and Auburn being the best two teams. Auburn just lost to Florida. I mean, it's not that the margin for error is so low from being elite to having a good to great to elite, right? Like, this team has all the pieces when healthy to do as much to hang banner number nine. Like, they don't shy away from that. That was obviously a rough week, and 4 out of 5 is never fun, but in a league like this with 2 point guards missing, it throws off all the rotations, everything. Even just, we don't force a lot of turnovers, so the pace that Lamont can bring off of missed shots is huge to get the transition going, because we don't get, I mean, I don't know how many turnovers we forced today, and it was more than we had, I think. At least it felt like it. But we're not typically getting the ball off turnovers and having live ball turnovers for run out possession. So taking the ball off the rim on the rebound or out of bounds with Kerr and Butler was like a huge part of the season's early season success for us, and I think going away from that hurt us a lot, and so it was nice to see that today, like you said.
Turnovers were 9-9. I felt like we had just some sloppy turnovers. It wasn't necessarily that they were forced, just some bad passes. Lamont had the one where he sort of went up for the three. BG turned his head. Lamont tried to pass it to him out of bounds. I know Amari had one that sailed over Brea's head out of bounds. Just some unforced errors. But that's good because we were having forced errors in other games. So I'd rather have these. These seem easier to clean up. Points off turnovers went really well for us. We won that battle 14-6.
14's really good off of 9. It's not
Yeah.
bad.
Well, and we actually in almost every phase of the game just outplayed them. More field goals on very similar attempts. Doubled the number of threes we made on the same number of attempts. Only missed one free throw. Out rebounded them. Bench points 39 to 4, points in the paint 44-26. Really, we just played pretty well. And people feel like we don't, because when they see those turnovers, they get angry. But what an unforced error. But like, if you
Right.
can make those and still win in this way, that's great. That's, to me, more encouraging than anything.
Yeah, no, I thought we took care of the ball fine. I just thought we don't force a ton of them to get like fast break
Right.
points off of. So it was kind of a nice thing to see. But yeah, we only had a couple more. The one from, who was it? Was it BG that tried to that skip pass that went over his head, or was that Amari that threw that? I couldn't. You just said it. I can't remember who it was. But that one
Amari.
felt like it was.
Amari.
Yeah, it just. He knew it as soon as he let go of him. It just slipped off his feet. It was a good idea, and it would have been a great pass if he'd have landed it to him. He'd been wide open for a shot, but.
Otega Owe was great today, and I continue to like his game a lot. And it feels like in the tournament, you want a player like Otega Owe that plays absolutely fearless. He's still trying to yam it on people's heads,
Oh
and
yeah.
at just any moment of a game that you're gonna get an Otega over,
Well, what do you have,
an
that one
added
where he
point.
missed the layup and stole it back and yammed it right on the kid? Like in literally a 10-second sequence, was like, no, I'm gonna make it right, steal it, dunk it, and then okay, now we can go.
I
I
love
mean,
that
that
approach.
was so sick, dude. Like, didn't give
Any
up on it at
time,
all.
any game he's in, he plays like, whether he is or he isn't, he plays and has this approach like he is the best player on the court, and you want a guy
100%.
like that.
Oh,
Yeah.
Amari was plus 32.
Yeah,
Yeah,
ridiculous.
big plus minus
I
numbers.
mean, I think that he, I don't know if he's had a negative plus minus in many games, even the losses,
I mean, I don't
which
like plus
is,
minus, but 32 is
yeah,
wild compared to
right.
the other numbers.
Yeah.
And if you can see Brandon Garrison negative two, okay, whatever. Brandon played probably his best game in a month.
Yeah. Well, and it's also just kind of the
It's literally
lineup.
dictated by the flow of what's going on at the time. Yeah. What did he get a
Brandon
tech
had a
for? Did they ever
finger.
show that?
Yeah, he did the finger
Yeah.
gun.
He did the finger gun, and maybe
I
they've
saw
made.
Anthony do it on the sideline after, so that's why I didn't know.
Maybe they've made that like a point of emphasis, but I want to know. I asked this on Discord kind of sarcastically, but like, where did they draw the line with firearm related three celebrations? Was Jamal Murray's bow and arrow thing inappropriate? I don't think he ever got teed up for that.
Is ice in the veins appropriate?
Yeah, I mean that's actually the second tech on BG this season for celebrating, although last time he just yelled and won, which seems pretty routine
There
and
should
people do it in every
never be a
game.
tech
I
for
just
and one. Ever. Never, ever, ever. You get an and one, say whatever the hell you want.
yeah, right, I mean it, I just don't get it.
It's no fun. Yeah.
I blame Roger Goodell. Yeah.
They gave Amari a stern talking to after he just stared the guy down.
He can't
For
look in
like,
it. He
he
can't
was
look at
staring
him
right
or
at
anything.
Bruce. Yeah.
And it's, what do you want? I
Oh, we got to
mean,
get out
you
of his
can't.
eyesight. Tell him to move out of his eyeline. He's just looking that way. He's not staring at anybody.
These guys are better men than me because if I were that size and was able to do that on a basketball court, I'd be doing the most egregious things you've ever seen in your life.
Until
Absolutely.
somebody does it to you, and then you just realize, like, we're not going to do it to each other, kind of deal, probably. Because, yeah, I'd love to talk a lot of shit, but.
I think that the point of the regular season is to build a system that can persevere through March, right? And it's like basketball is a high variance sport, and there's a lot of ways to like come up with like come into face to face with adversity, whether that be injuries or it be just like bad shooting nights or whatever. So you want
Sure.
to build this system that works and is flexible and can kind of just work even when things aren't going the way that they were originally intended to go. And I think that the main thing that we were missing for that was very obvious with Lamont being out is defensive consistency. We needed a few more dudes to show up and like make defensive plays. And today you had Trent Noah, you had BG, and Kobe Brea was ridiculous on the defensive side. That's why he led in minutes tonight.
Kobe guarded his ass off. You're right. He really
And
did.
yeah, it's like he's the you could watch. I don't really. I mean, defensively, it's just I didn't think it's harder to like understand what like defensive ball in general. But you can see you would see him see a cutter and know that's where the ball's going to go and just interrupt that play. And he was doing that kind of stuff today, and it was just amazing.
He even had once where he just put, his back was to the ball. He saw where it was and put his hand up and deflected it by almost like a no look deflection.
Yeah.
They
I don't know
had
what
him
pass
in.
was to BG.
Yeah.
It's like they practiced that.
The lob
You know, on.
Kobe's lob to Amari too. That
Yeah.
was sweet into the end one.
Yeah.
I know I briefly hit on bench points and our huge margin there, but sometimes that happens because the other team doesn't play their bench a ton. South Carolina's bench had 0 points in 9 minutes, 0 and 23, 0 and 6, 4 and 18, and 0 and 6. So they played these guys, and we just didn't let them score. Which is, I mean, they all had field goal attempts. They
We
That's great.
did. We had a huge adjustment. It felt like, and I'm excited to see it in the next game to see. But it felt like we, and I touched on it in the broadcast. We overhelp a lot as a defense, and we get burned on 3-point rotation passes. It's just absolutely destroying us, and it's why like teams are just getting wide open shots and looks. And they didn't. It was way different today. The different help style, the different like the defense in general just felt different today. I'm gonna have to go back and watch and like break down some things. But they South Carolina is not by any means a great offensive team, but they're not being held to 57 points every game, especially by a team like us that's been giving up 100 points damn near at times, you know. So it was good to see the intensity. And I like the adjustments, and I think getting guys, Mont Butler gets over screens and around and guards the ball up top better than anybody in college. I'm telling you, it's incredible how well he moves his feet. And he didn't blow any tires on the offensive end today, no falling down, no hard hits on the shoulder. So
More so than
win-win-win for
even
that guy.
just than just more so than even just the his actual playing Lamont Butler and what he brings to the table while he plays defense. It's the intensity that he brings, which is contagious to the rest of the guys. So when the guy standing next to you is playing his ass off on defense, that's going to be infectious to the rest of the guys who is like, well, he's doing it. Let me do it
Yeah.
too.
And our offense works is the most efficient our offense works is when it's coming off of a defensive made play.
Get a
And
stop.
when you had him and he was making most of the defensive plays, like we got stops or they had a miss or whatever, but as far as like actually breaking down that offense and creating a transition, even if it's not like a fast break or whatever, that's when our offense works the best. And when you had not just him tonight, but you had other guys stepping up and creating those plays, the offense was humming.
Yeah.
Trent Noah, I think I don't know. I first off, it would have been disgusting if he would have been in red tonight. But also, I think like 2 years from
Yeah.
now, a couple Eastern Kentucky growth spurts, and just more comfort in the system in general. Like he's going to be a 3-and-D monster, but then also like rebounding, he's there already as far as picking up and tracking down loose balls.
A really good
He's
knack for it.
really, really good. So excited to see that development and
A good point. He's a
yeah.
really instinctive rebounder for sure. I noticed that.
He's got
Absolutely.
a good build. He's got good size.
Yeah.
Like he's going to be someone.
Wait, he's gonna look definitely very different next year. I bet you. A year in the weight program, a little baby fat.
Oh
You know, he's
yeah.
gonna look like a grown man next year. He's playing well. Man, I was excited to see it too. And he shot with no hesitation, which was my other favorite thing about him tonight. Is he just didn't look scared when he played. And yet, not that he has by any means. I'm just saying tonight also he didn't.
When he came in the first half, he had just a great sequence of in about 6 minutes, he had 4 boards and assist. But it was all almost back to back. It was just he came in with such energy, and he's been pretty good at that all season. I mean, maybe it's because he knows he's the 10th, 11th, 12th guy, and really wants to work for it when he's out there. Obviously, I think he's grateful to be here. But he hustles and it shows, and sometimes that's frustrating for people to have him in, especially when we were dealing with an injured roster and he was playing more minutes maybe than we wanted him to. But man, to see him come in and just work like that and get those boards and set people up for success is great. Plus, we know he can shoot, which is, I think long term, he is going to be great for us.
Yeah.
I have a question. That first bucket they scored, how was that a goaltend when it was blocked twice? Like, they confirmed it. Am I like stupid with that rule? Like, is we got a hand on it first, and then it went off the glass, and then we blocked it again. It was still confirmed a goaltend. Am I dumb? Like, I've never seen that because it feels like a tipped pass. You could like hit the receiver or whatever in football because there'd be no PI. It already got touched. Do you guys know about that?
I have no
My
idea.
thought was it would be like, almost like you kept it from being an own goal, but you still kept it from being a goal.
Okay.
Essentially, you know, I mean, I see what you're saying, but that's the only way I can make sense of it. I don't know the rule book there,
And
but
then
that
the other
was what
one was
worked in my
how
head.
the hook and hold they called against Carr, or well, they reviewed it to see if Carr got pulled down. Like, how are you going to review something and then like confirm that it's a foul on Carr? Like, he either got pulled down and it was like egregious, or he got fouled, right? Like, how is it then a foul on Carr? These
Well,
SEC refs are wild to me, dude. It's different than watching other basketball, I'm telling you. They either let it go all the way, or they have like the most ticky-tack stuff. So I was just curious what you guys
they
think.
are stupid. Like, that's the problem. They are
Okay.
really, really
Well,
dumb.
the. Well, if I, now I know that. That makes sense now. That's
The
just.
thing I don't understand, though, is like refs are national now. Like, these aren't just, it's not like the SEC has their own team or their own
They
teams
don't
of
have their own
refs
crew.
like they do in football. No, it's, I mean, these guys do
I mean, you hear a lot of
all
Southern
those
accents.
conferences. So it's.
I hear a
I didn't
lot of
know
Southern
that.
accents every time they go to the monitor. So they're
Let's
at least
see.
getting them from down here somewhere. Give me a Utah guy.
Hey, what does that sound like?
I don't know. What's a Utah accent?
Rural, probably.
Is it like the South Park thing? Do you got to go down that road? Is it like that?
No, it's more like bland, white, Mormon. I don't know. It's cold there.
Well, I mean, do we have anything else we want to cover on this one? We got some Tennessee thoughts.
I think all feel right in the world. They can go get the Tennessee win at home. I think we're back, and the fan base in general will feel back. And it's again a great matchup. I love the matchup with Tennessee and
I
with a
love the
healthy
matchup too,
Lamont.
but an unhealthy Jackson. Like, I think the matchup works really well because Jackson matches up really well. But
I
then it's
think
like, I'm
you
not
will
sure
be.
what's going on with the wrist.
I wouldn't worry too much.
Okay.
I think it'll be okay.
One thing that I don't love is that I doubt Zakai Ziegler shoots 11 threes again. That was really helpful for us, especially
Must be
making just
dictating
one
the
of them.
pace.
But it would be so funny
It
if
would.
he did.
It would. It would be a great way to win that one. I just think
He's the one
that.
that took the picture with Kobe after the game, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a cool.
I
I
just.
was I just thought it was a cool moment after the game, just kind of putting it aside.
I just
Although,
think it's unlikely that happens that way again.
I don't
I
care how
still
it
think we
happens. Just
match
get
up
the win.
well. And I certainly don't think in any way that having Lamont back is going to hurt us. I
No.
just. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see us play them again. Because I don't think we've played a team twice yet, have we?
No, I don't think
Nope.
so.
You know, and
Yeah,
Rick
it'll.
Barnes, he's a decent coach, right? So it's like, I don't think he's going
Confident.
to let Z shoot, you know, play cosplay as Kobe Brea for the night.
Pretty cool
But
moment to meet your hero, though.
yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I still think
I don't think
we
it'll go down the
win
same
it.
way. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, exactly. I think it we win
But
it in a different way.
I think that it's still going to be a defensive slugfest where they just don't score the ball well. That's not just against it. They just don't score it well. So maybe somebody does go 1 for 11. I don't know. But I think that we'll have, having Butler back doesn't hurt your defense by any means. It definitely facilitates the offense, make the rotations
Oh,
better.
yeah.
We beat them and shut them down without that. And we saw what Ole Miss did to us without. Well, they're just not a good offensive team compared to what we've been facing. I really think if they show up and play with the same level of energy they did for the most part tonight, they'll win that game against Tennessee, and it'll be right back to, high expectations to really depress the fan base after the loss that's inevitable after that, because it's basketball. But we'll be back for a little bit.
We have Lamont back now. We have the new Amari Williams. My only worry
Don't
is
call it.
that
Come back.
it is Rupp Arena, and it is kind of a shooter's gym. And I do worry that the game will go as Chaz Lanier goes. And you know, if Chaz gets hot, then this could be a close game.
I'll buy you dinner if Chaz Lanier is the reason they lose at Tennessee. I promise that's not going to happen. I don't
Okay,
think that
so
it's.
well, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it does. It
I'll buy
does.
you dinner either way. I'll buy you all
We should
dinner.
have a
Yeah.
threesome, actually.
We should. What? Okay, just like Ben's chopped liver, or he's the guy that's filming.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
He's got the cuck share.
Jeez. All right, let's be subtle.
So I'm thinking
White
that
versus black.
one thing that's going to be weird though, and Tennessee had to prepare for a completely different team, and then like Ziegler had to play a completely different game than he, like he's going to have Lamont Butler on him, which is just odd compared to what he experienced last time. It's not like playing the team twice, right? Where they because it's going to be a lot different for them,
And I like
so
our odds
it'll
better
be
in this one than
interesting.
I did that one.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
that's a good point, though. It is like two very different. That almost plays into our advantage, honestly. Like the way Lamont, he's an absolute game changer with the way he like shrinks the floor on defense, the way he moves and can get around the perimeter. It's palpable when he's out there, like how much more freely guys move because they know they can count on him to get back to his help and his spots. He's so good around screens. Like, I mean, I love watching him play defense. It's one of my favorite things.
Tennessee did just have their best offensive game of the season since Syracuse in the beginning of December, and
Oh,
Syracuse
good
isn't
point.
good. But they scored 85. I still think that
To get the aberration out beforehand.
as long as our offense is functioning the way they can, and by that I mean like they did for everything but the first 5 minutes today, I think it'll be tough for Tennessee to keep up unless Lanier is just hitting everything, which is possible. But sort of like when we did our preview, seems like a month ago now of Tennessee last time, I just think that the matchup is good because we are capable of scoring so much, and that's just not their strong suit. Obviously their defense is good. I think they're number one defensive efficiency now on KenPom, but I think if our offense executes, they'll struggle to score as much as we do.
I
Yeah,
also,
for sure.
when I made that prediction, I did forget that we have the Chaz Lanier stopper in Colin Chandler.
That is
The White
true.
Claw is going to be ready, baby. White Claw will be ready.
That is true.
Championship
God, I need
chest.
one of those threes to go down today. I was really hoping for him,
Me too. I really wanted it.
Yeah. I feel like that would have kind of, because defensively, yeah, over this bad stretch, even like defensively, he was a pest, and that was fun to watch. So, yeah, well, we'll see. I think I just feel like with okay at full strength. I know I said this like several games ago that like we have offense figured out, because we're running the offense even though we're playing against tougher opponents now. But I still think at full strength we are elite offensively, and also it's like just trying to figure out the defense, and it feels like we have. We have more versatility when it comes to defense because we have a few more dudes that are able to make plays. I don't know what they did in practice this week, but something clicked with a few of the players because they, and I'm sure it was a like systemic change, right? Because it was night and day difference tonight, compared to usual.
I think a little bit was what they were like the scheme, but then being able to be able to play hard in the scheme was a thing. I think they talked about trusting the numbers and stuff like that, and I think they were kind of gambling on chasing certain guys or running help side defense certain ways, and they were banking on people missing shots more than they were, and it became quite the trend where people were hitting at a, like a historic rate. It felt like at times Ole Miss perhaps comes to mind, and so I think that's that type of change. And when you can play, and again. You have all your guys in there, and I wish we'd stop trying to go for the big block and we just keep our hands because Carr had one of the best contests I've ever seen at the rim, and then he brought his hands down and they called the foul, even though it was a pretty clean block still. We try to go for like the volleyball swat too often. We could contest a little better and not get the foul, but I like where our effort was though today. It was better than it's been. Focused effort. We always play hard, but it was like intentional effort, I think, is the difference.
All right, fellas. Anything else before we head out of here? You think Kendrick plays not like us tomorrow night?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
He
for
has to.
sure.
He has to. He might even say, like, I don't know. The president's going to be there. I feel like if there was any person on the planet who could be playing in the halftime show that would say something, it would be Kendrick Lamar. So be fun to watch.
Basically, yeah.
All right,
They're gonna
boys.
deport us. They're gonna deport him.
Thank you for joining the
You go.
Catechon. I'm Jared. For Kale, Ben, and Braden, go Cats.
Go
Go
Cats.
Cats. Yep.